welcome to our Thursday night edition of the Tragic Rugby League Report. I'm your host for tonight, Declan McCutcheon, and I'm honoured to welcome a man who is on many podcasts now. He got to start with us, you know, on the Tragics, but he since went on to bigger and greener pastures with Celtic Down Under and many more Celtic podcasts. Mr. Stephen McCutcheon, how's it going?
Thank you very much, Declan. Yeah, I'm doing well. Yeah, as you say, greener pastures, literally. Yeah, it's good to be back here where it all began.
So how many podcasts are you on now? Four? Five?
only three. Only three podcasts. I shouldn't boast, but you know, I'm doing very well, but I shouldn't boast. As you said last time, I'm a bit of a code hopper. Code hopping seems to be all the rage these days. So yeah. I might try and get into a rugby union podcast shortly as well.
Yeah, maybe branch out into like golf or fencing.
Yeah, you want to say Quidditch there?
I was going to say Quidditch, yeah. Well, there is a Quidditch team at Sydney Uni, so maybe you can...
Yeah, I saw them playing in Victoria Park when I was walking home the other day there, these kids playing Quidditch, and they legitimately had brooms like between their legs, and they were pretending to fly on these brooms. It took me all my time not to say something, but
yeah, that
it showed
remarkable
restraint.
Yeah. Well, I would listen to that podcast definitely once or twice. But yeah, look, I was gonna for this podcast, I really thought the Dragons would be, you know, the thing we talk about first, because obviously they've sacked their coach. So the first team this season to sack a coach. And it's like, it seems pretty obvious that Jason Rattles is going to be the new head coach after that. But I just couldn't help myself when I was writing this run sheet in my head, when this whole Joe Offerengeli thing. So for those who aren't caught up, so early Wednesday morning, Danny Wilder tweets that Offerengeli, he's been approached by the Eels for an immediate release mid-season to leave the Tigers and join them. So like that can, it comes out of nowhere, doesn't it? Because he was our player of the year last year. He was really good. And he just signed a two-year extension on top of being on contract for 2023. So we thought he was safe long-term. So this, you know, this breaks. I'm kind of shocked, kind of surprised, caught me off guard. So I'm like, oh, you know, he might have some trade value. You know, we could get a player for him maybe. Like, you know, obviously everyone knows the Tigers are in desperate search of a halfback right now. There's this young kid called Ethan Saunders for the Parramatta Eels, who I really rate. And Mitchell Moses has just re-signed. Dylan Brown has just re-signed as well. So it makes a lot of sense for the Tigers to go after him. Didn't happen. Tigers are going to let him go for free because apparently like he's on too much money, even though they just re-signed him in the summer. But he's on too much money now. So that beggars belief. And now, just to take it all off, now they're asking Joffa to play one more game because apparently Finua Paul's sick and might not play. So you would imagine that if we're going to let someone go, we would have debt to cover them. But apparently we only have one injury and then we're already asking them to stay for another week. So that's just, it just seems like an absolute circus at the moment at the Tigers. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think, as you say, it's just a complete circus. The people running the club just have to have a good look at themselves now because, you know, as you mentioned earlier, if you have to ask him to play an extra game because someone's sick, then it surely proves that you don't have the depth to let him go in the first place. Mm-hmm. So whether, you know, this smacks to me of last season when they just started releasing anyone. And I believe it was round about this time of the season, wasn't it, when they released Luciano Lelua to North Queensland, a name who's in the news today, coming back tomorrow, Saturday against the Tigers. And that just was a signal for everything to go downhill because it was a signal we gave up on the season. And it's an absolute shambles. I don't know what's going on there. To be honest, I'm not too bothered about them releasing Offerengeli. I think he's slightly overrated. He's not been great this season. He was pretty serviceable last season in a frankly awful forward pack. But never, I don't think he ever really hit the heights. Showed a little bit of leadership qualities, but that was about it. Now we've got a decent forward pack there. He looks average, and I think that's probably what he is. So if they have agreed to pay him $650,000 next year, as the report suggests, And that's a shocking deal. Whoever negotiated that contract needs a severe uppercut, because that's terrible. And also, we're beyond the stage of blaming Maguire now, because this was all negotiated by the current management system, structure in the closed season. So we can't blame Maguire anymore. We can't blame previous administrations. This is all on Benji and Sheens. So they must have agreed to this figure. And then 6 months later, they've realised that it's a massive disaster.
Yeah, like, I think it's the same as Scott Fulton. Like, it's not necessarily the end result that we're all angry at. I think it's just the process. It's just so frustrating because, and the Tigers have form in this because I remember last year, they, oh, sorry, 2 years ago, they signed Ken Mamalo from the Warriors. They announced it and everything, but Mamalo, he still had a game to go for the Warriors before he joined the Tigers. So they'd already announced that he was leaving and everything. But imagine if he had done his ACL in that game. And just like, and to put for Joffa, if he plays at Leichhardt, like, what if he just plays terribly and everyone's just like, oh, well, he's already has his mindset in Parramatta? Or what if he plays fantastically and everyone's just like, oh, why the hell will the club let him go? So they just can't really win in this situation. They've just dug themselves into such a serious hole and it's just so frustrating. And yeah, I agree with you. He's had a really slow start to the season and. He probably doesn't really suit that bench role because him and Twal are quite similar players. So I do understand that. But just to backflip on it so quickly after one injury, it just seems crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah, as they've left him in an impossible situation for the weekend. He's, as you say, he can tear in and have a great game, and then everyone will say, why is he, why, why are we letting him go? Or he can try and preserve himself and avoid injury, and have, and end up having a terrible game, and everyone will give him terrible abuse from the stands. So they've put him in a no-win situation here, and the whole to ask him to play another game is farcical. I mean, surely they can find someone else. There's surely options. Surely they could bring Sean Bloor back into the team. Surely they could bring Matt Moore back into the team. Surely we don't need to be asking a guy who's leaving next week to play one more game. That smacks to me of just nonsense. And the Tigers have got to be up there with the worst-run sporting organisation in the world. Never mind in Australia. I can't. It's such just blatant incompetence, time and time and time again. I don't know what the answer is. We've spoke about it, and it doesn't seem to be getting any better.
And if it came out that they wanted to get rid of Joffa for a roster spot to sign a good young half or like just a good half in general, then people would be fine with that. But we all know that's not what's happening here. We all know they're just releasing him because they don't like the deal he's on. And that's the frustrating part for me. Because how many times have we said like privately in our chats just saying like, oh, maybe there's something in the works or there might be a signing coming and it inevitably never does come. So I think that's why it's just a little bit of a hard pill to swallow for me.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when the rumour started sweeping around, everyone was talking about the young kid, Saunders, from Parramatta, but obviously there's nothing in that. And we seem to be quite good at releasing players, but not so good at signing them. And as you know, the current situation in the halves is almost another farcical situation. And who knows, where that's going to end up. We're now getting slaughtered in the media for offering Sean Johnson too much money to come. But I mean, God knows what the alternative is.
Yeah, I don't even think it's 650 a year for 2 years. I don't think that's a terrible deal. In my opinion, especially when you consider how well he's played this season. And people are saying, well, like he played really badly last season when he was in Australia. But my counter to that is surely this season's form is more important than last season's. Like that just makes sense to me. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think you're right. And in the ideal world, we wouldn't be signing Sean Johnson. In the ideal world, we'd still have Jackson Hastings playing at seven. But there is no perfect solution out there. We're going to have to throw money at someone who doesn't necessarily deserve it, or else take a punt on a young kid. So, the club has got a decision to make, and they need to work out what they want to do. And they need to do it quickly, because as it stands at the moment, we've got one half signed for next year, and he's just undergone an ACL operation. So we don't have any half signed for next year. And we're coming, you know, we're coming up for almost at the halfway point in this season, and we don't have a half signed for next year. You can't tell me that's normal in a normal functioning sporting organisation.
Yeah, it's definitely not. I mean, there could be a situation where they have to re-sign Luke Brooks because there's just no other options.
Yeah, and that's just a doomsday scenario, isn't it? That just condemns us to another season of no finals next year. And if that happens, you know, you have to do the right thing by the players that are there and the new signings you brought in. They've obviously made promises about where the club's going and what the club's building to. And you know, you can't just leave them, you know, not playing finals or not even having a chance of finals every year, because they won't have it. Eventually the heads will go down, and people will start agitating for releases.
That's true. And it's so sad as well, because there's so many like good players playing well at the Tigers at the moment, but it's just those crucial gears in the machine that just aren't clicking at the moment. Anyway, like enough for I think we've a little bit of a Tigers vent to start the podcast. So sorry to the people who don't really care about the Tigers, but yeah, I read this stuff about Joffa on the way home from work, and I honestly got cranky on the train. Do you want to move? Is there anything else you want to say about that, or do you want to move on?
Nah, I think, you know, as you say, not everyone wants to hear about the Tigers, so move on.
All right, well, so we'll move on to another basket case. So George Illawarra Dragons have sacked Anthony Griffin effective immediately. I always feel sorry for them when they have to leave before training. Like he got brought in the morning, got given his marching orders, and now he's no longer the coach. Kind of similar to the Tigers from last season, the interim coach comes in, takes over. What's your reaction to this whole situation for the Dragons?
Well, I think that the Dragons' conduct in all this has been disgraceful. The way they've dragged Griffiths through the mud, I think it's just absolutely shocking. He's been halfway out the door for about, you know, certainly for all of this season, and at the end of last season as well. And it's been obvious for ages that he was going to go, but they just left him as a dead man walking. And how can you prepare for a season on that basis? How can you get a team up week to week when you know that you're not going to be there? They should have sacked him, and if they were going to sack him, they should have sacked him in the summer, and gave someone a full season at it. And you know, the similarities with the Tigers last year are stark. You know, when we sacked Maguire, you know, a few rounds into the season, but we should have sacked him in the summer, and well, you just end up with a lame duck standing. Who knows, he's not going to be there the year after. And I think the Dragons will just slide and slide now. I can't see their season going anywhere except down the way.
Especially since Ben Hunt was so vocal about how he wanted Anthony Griffin to be the coach there. So obviously the front runner for the position is Jason Riles, ex-Melbourne Storm player, assistant coach at the Storm when they won a premiership, and currently at the Sydney Roosters. All reports are that he is like kind of the one person they've identified. Apparently, wants a 5-year deal. What do you reckon about that?
Yeah, it seems to be the next cab off the rank, and all these red hot assistant coaches around. But I noticed today that the Roosters have chucked a tantrum with him as well, haven't they? They've told him he's out at the end of this season, regardless of whether he goes to the Dragons or not. So the Roosters are not having any of that nonsense from him. They've just told them. But again, it's a gamble. It's a gamble for the Dragons. He's the type of guy who's going to come in. It could go the way it went at Cronulla, or it could go the way that it went with the Bulldogs. With what did you call the guy that went from Penrith to the Bulldogs?
Do you mean Trent Barrett?
Yeah, Trent Barrett, that's him. It could go the way it went with him, because it just goes head south and just keeps going, or it could work out. But they need to give him time. They need to give him time to get his squad together and get his structures in place. And, you know, I don't know if that's necessarily, you know, what they've got planned.
Yeah. Could you see Ben Hunt agitating for a release from the Dragons, or do you reckon he'll stay?
I don't know. I'm not too sure what will be in his head. He has been pretty vocal in support of Griffiths, so you'd have to think he'd be looking to get out. But you know, depending on who the new coach is, the new coach might come and have a chat with him and reassure him that everything's okay, and he may be happy to stay. But you know, I think the future of the Dragons hinges on him staying, because if he you know, pulls up his sticks and leaves, then I don't think that they're going to be a team for a long time.
Well, what did you think of the team? Oh, sorry, the management putting the players up for media after Griffin had been sacked?
Yeah, it seems to like cowardice, to be honest with you. To me, the management should have been up taking those interviews, and you know, what are the players going to say? You know, and as you say, you know, forcing a guy to come into training to get sacked, just to go home again, just to create a media circus, to allow people to take pictures of him driving out. I mean, that could all have been done in his house. You could just go and see him in the morning and just say, look, you know, this is what's happening. Yeah, you know, you can avoid it all. I don't know why they don't do that.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And I honestly reckon that Griffin has been under pressure probably longer than Maguire was at the Tigers. For sure.
Yeah,
And
the.
it's
Yeah, he's been a dead man walking for at least a year, really. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he's not done well. The Dragons are pretty bad team. They're certainly on a par with the Tigers at the moment for the spoon. It seems to be a two-horse race now for the spoon. You'd probably make the Dragons favourites at the moment, given what's going on there, especially if Hunt starts to agitate for a release. So I don't think he's a great coach. And he's not got a great coaching record, but just the way it's been handled has just been horrible. And you know, if they have a period of failure, and they deserve everything they get.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I just can't believe that the Dragons have had all the bad headlines this week. It's been great as a Tigers fan, just chilling, not
Yeah.
really, having much to talk about, and then we just managed to steal the headlines going
Maybe got
into the weekend.
jealous.
Yeah, we got
We got
jealous.
jealous we weren't in the news, we weren't in NRL 360.
Nah.
But I noticed as well, Lomax and Jacob Ludda were back in the team this week.
Yeah.
And that to me is a, you know, a direct jibe at Griffiths on the way out the door. You know, he drops them down to reserve grade, he gets sacked, and they're straight back in the team the next week. It seems unnecessary. They're really, really poor, and I feel sorry for them.
Well, apparently Zach Lomax, after the New South Wales Cup game last week, was asked if he received that feedback from Griffin, and it's such a home run, just bat it like, yep, we're all good. But he said, no, I haven't gotten the feedback yet. So I think that kind of tells you, if he's willing to say that on TV, I think that's just tells you just how burnt those bridges were.
Yeah, I think some relationships had broken down beyond repair. But as I said before, how does a manager manage relationships like that when he knows he's not going to be here? So it was never going to end well.
No. I don't know. I'll tell you what, who they need. Need Ange, I reckon, to come in
Ange
and
Postecoglou,
yep.
the god, the
Yep.
man, the legend.
Yeah, he doesn't know, I'm sure he doesn't know anything about rugby league being from Melbourne, but I'm sure he could figure it out on the plane
It's a
here.
super cool. I'm sure he's capable of anything.
Yeah, just apply that press in
Yeah.
rugby league. All right. So, speaking of Ben Hunt and Queensland and New South Wales and everything, Origin teams are going to be selected this Sunday, I believe, for New South Wales. I think Queensland traditionally pick them on a Monday after the New South Wales. A lot of intrigue this year, isn't it? Because I reckon for the first time going into a season of an Origin series, Queensland looked the favourites for me. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think they are the favourites. They look to have the more settled team. There looks to be less decisions to be made in the Queensland team than there is for New South Wales. There's a lot of curly ones for Brad Fittler to get right, whereas the Queensland team tends to pick itself, with a possible exception of the fullback position, where he could go either with Ponga or Reece Walsh. Interesting to note today that Papali'i's retired from representative football, so that'll be a hole for Queensland to fill. He's been a big player for them for years, so I'll be interested to see who they bring in. But they're quite well they're quite well served in the forwards, I would think.
Yeah.
And the New South Wales team, the big one is, you know, whether he's going to go with Jerome Luai or Nicol Hines. But he seems all the press seems to be that he's going to stick with Luai, which I think is a mistake. I think he should go with Nicol Hines. And you know, there's been all sorts of talk about Tyson Fazell coming back in. Not really sure where that's came from. You know, it's not doesn't seem to be pulling up trees at Newcastle. But I mean, I think he's been quite solid, but doesn't seem to be setting the heather like this. I'm not sure why he's come back into the reckoning. And you know, Josh Addo-Carr probably not fit enough to be considered. So you know, the team will probably be the outside backs will be much the same as last year. My question for you probably is, do you think he'll pick Tom Trbojevic?
I think he will, to be honest. I think Fittler, it just seems from all the media coming out that he's not really too keen to pick new players. I think that it seems like he's more inclined, this is just from all the media, like with the Fazell thing, especially, to kind of pick players that have been there, done that before, and not necessarily take a gamble. I think this is probably like going to backfire though, because I just remember in 2016, I feel like we made the same mistake. I know he wasn't the coach then, but I remember they picked like quite tested, experienced players, and it didn't really work. And then, you know, 2017, 2018, like Fittler, he brought a lot of like young new players, like Latrell Turbo as well. And I feel like the New South Wales team, it needs a little bit of that, I reckon. So I can't believe someone like Ola Kwadwo is not an absolute shoo-in to start in a second row spot. I'm pretty sure he plays on the right side with that is the side that Pizzell plays on. I could be wrong with that, but I reckon he should definitely play Origin. I would definitely put Hines in as well. I think that's the same example. But I think Luai playing really well against the Roosters last week, I think that shoes him in, I reckon, for that player spot. Because I think Fittler was always going to pick him, to be honest, even though Nicol Hines has played great. What do you reckon? Would you pick Turbo or would you go for someone like Campbell Graham?
Yeah, I think the problem one of the problem with Brad Fittler in New South Wales is that they've got a whole load of fullbacks, which they just try to shoehorn onto the team in different positions. But I think sometimes you have to go with a specialist in their position. But Campbell Graham's been playing centre all year and playing really well for South Sydney. And even though he turned down Scotland in the World Cup, you know, we won't hold that against him. I think he should be in because he's a specialist centre. And he's playing really well. And there are question marks about Trbojevic, not really his fitness, but his sort of endurance. You know, whether he can see out in a high intensity game like Origin, I think that would be a real concern. So I don't really see any point in taking a chance on him when you've got players there that can do a job.
I suppose the counter argument to that would be that he's proven himself, so he's kind of been there, done that. And I don't know, like he could just play Origin, and it's just a completely different arena, and he could just kill it. But does Campbell Graham, I mean, does he have the X factor to like?
Well, we lost the series last year with all these guys in the team.
Well, Turbo did
So,
play though, like
oh
you.
yeah, that's true. But you know, I think he needs to try. I would be trying something different. I would be bringing in some new players and trying some different combinations rather than tried and tested. The other interesting one is, you know, if he's going down the Penrith route with the Penrith spine, what about playing Dylan Edwards at fullback?
Well,
You know,
Tedesco's the captain.
Yeah, but Dylan Edwards is probably the form fullback in the competition. Would you not agree?
Yeah, probably him or Latrell, I would say. Maybe
Yeah.
I'd lean towards Latrell more.
Okay, well, why not play the tail at fullback then?
Because you can still get a really good performance from him at centre. In fact, you could probably even maybe get an even better one, because Latrell, you know, he's not the best at like traveling those kilometers, especially in defense, but someone like Tedesco thrives on that. So you could put him at center, Latrell, I mean, and then have Tedesco, who always plays well in Origin anyway. So I don't think I'd be dropping Tedesco at this point, because he's like, whenever New South Wales win, he usually gets man of the match, and that's even going back from last year.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. I don't think they will drop him. But you know, it is something they're going to have to address at some point.
Yeah.
Is to sort of move him, sort of usher him out of the team. And the first move might be into the centres or something like that. or into a 5/8 role or something. But in that circumstance, I think Dylan Edwards is the next man up.
Yeah, I reckon he did really well in Origin. Like, he's one of those effort guys, really good ball runner. And that's usually what kind of wins Origin games, is when, like, defending well and running the ball well, because it's usually a bit of a slog fest. So, yeah, it's an interesting one. But I suppose last year as well, like, I feel like the Blues kind of tried to play like Penrith a little bit too much in terms of like their shape, just trying to, and it just didn't really look like they created enough space for Cleary to play well, because I just remember Cleary being under massive pressure with the primary responsibility for the kicking game, because Luai doesn't really do a lot of it. And I just, when Queensland are on and their line speed is on, I think they can shut it down for three games. But it's going to be really interesting. As you said, I agree. I think their team pretty much picks itself. I think Kalyn Ponga played really well for the Knights against the Titans last week. I think if he played well then, and if he can match it this week, I'm not sure who they're playing. Is it the... Let's see. Sorry, just one sec. So they're playing the Sharks. That'll be a tough game. But I reckon if he plays reasonably well against them, the Sharks, I reckon he'll be the fullback. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, he's not playing fullback though, is he? He's playing 5/8 for the Knights. So
yeah, but
yeah, Reece Walsh is again the form fullback for Queensland, so far in the competition. So I think that'll be harsh on him. But Ponga being the incumbent, I think he'll probably get the nod.
Yep. All right, shall we move on to tips for the round?
Yep, let's do tips.
Okay, now I think that Penrith are going to win this game, only because it's live at the moment as we record, and they're winning 12-0. So
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Interestingly, this game, Brisbane came right out of the traps really quickly. Hold on. Straight off the press, the ref's sending it up. He's looking for a knock-on. He's looking for a Penrith knock-on. So I think Penrith going to win this anyway. So they'll keep the good run going.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't think we can take full credit for that. Maybe just half points. All right.
Yeah.
The Dragons v the Roosters.
Yeah, what an interesting game this is. You know, because the Roosters seem to be in all sorts as well. You know, who'd have predicted that at the start of the year?
I know, Zach's loving it.
Oh, you must be loving it. If you're a South Sydney fan, you're all over this.
Yeah.
I think in this game, I'd have to pick the Roosters to win, because the Dragons are such a mess. But with no great confidence, because they seem to be really struggling for form. So, I'll go with the Roosters for this.
I'll go with the Roosters as well. I just think the Dragons, it must be tough for it. It must have been a really draining week mentally.
Yep.
All right, so the
Sydney Roosters... That try got ruled out, by the way, so it's still 8-0 to Penrith.
Yep. Jock Madden looking good for the Broncos.
Don't.
Anyway, all right, so the Sydney Roosters versus the Parramatta Eels. Mitchell Moses was just re-signed. That was a weird
the
one.
What? The Rabbitohs, you said the Sydney Roosters.
Sorry. The South Sydney Rabbitohs be the Parramatta Eels. That will be messaging me after this. Angry.
Yeah, and this is an interesting one as well. What happened with Mitchell Moses? Is that them just announcing his deal today?
Yeah.
So that's the official re-signing? Was there a press conference or something?
No, I just saw a Twitter thing. I think it was really weird. They announced that he was staying like after around like 3 or 4, but it never actually officially got stamped. So I don't know, maybe they just like, it was just a numbers thing. It's a really interesting contract. So it's a 3-year contract, and he's got a 2-year option in his favor. I'm not sure if it's like he activates it one after the other, or if it's like he activates both at the same time. But it's a really interesting contract, because you would imagine that he's definitely taken those 2 extra years. I would love to see how much money it's for, but they never really released that in the statement.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, no, there was no mention of that, but I guess he'll be on really good coin.
You would hope so.
Mm-hmm. So this game, as far as this game goes, I think the Bunnies will win.
Yeah, I think the Bunnies will win. Even when Parramatta were really, really good last year, the Bunnies always troubled them with that edge defence, and now that the Bunnies are flying, I think they'll flog them. All right, the Cronulla Sharks v the Newcastle Knights.
Yeah, the Knights are going well. They've been proving a few people wrong. But Hastings is doing well at seven, and Ponga, as you mentioned earlier, playing really well. So they will give the Sharks a good game. I think I'm going to go with the Knights for this one.
Are you tapping the upset, are you?
Yeah, I'm tipping a bit of a boil over.
I'm gonna play it safe, and I think I'm gonna go for the Sharks here.
Yeah, they had a bad result last week, the Sharks, didn't they?
Yeah, they beat the Seagulls, didn't they?
Oh, was it the week before?
Yeah, the week before they
Oh,
lost to the Dolphins. But
they got beat heavily off the Dolphins.
to be fair, I think the Seagulls nearly came back. Like they nearly pitched it. It was only won by 6 points.
Yeah,
So
okay.
yeah, a few question marks over the Sharks at the moment. All right.
Yep.
The big game, Leichhardt Oval, me and you will be there.
We
West
will.
Tigers v North Queensland Cowboys. Who do you reckon for this one? Luciano Lulu is back for the Cowboys, which is a big end for them.
Yeah. Look, I think we've got a chance, and I hate to say it, but I think the Tigers are going to get this one. I don't know why. I just think, we've got enough in the forwards to lay a platform here. The Cowboys have not been pulling up trees, although they do look to be improving. And Luciano Lua coming back for them will make a difference to them. But I don't think there'll be enough, and I think the Tigers will get the win. Do you agree?
No, I'm going to tip the Cowboys here. I've had a bad West Tigers day today. I just don't have any faith in them at all. So I'm going to tip the Queensland Cowboys here. All right, Dolphins v Storm.
Another interest, a lot of interesting games this week, isn't there? I think probably I would take the Storm in this one. The Storm seem to be building nicely. They've got a bit of continuity and selection back again, and I think they'll be good enough to beat the Dolphins. But the Dolphins are the masters of the upset win this year, so you never know. But I think I'll tip the Storm.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Storm as well. All right, Bulldogs, Titans.
That's a really tough one to tip again. Yeah, I think I'll go with the Titans. Titans seem to be playing quite well. I'm not really overimpressed with the Bulldogs. I think a lot of the injuries have caught up with them. And I think the Titans will get this one.
Yeah, I reckon Titans as well. All right, Raiders, Seagulls.
Raiders for me in this one. Again, a team building momentum. They're on a run of wins, aren't they? They won, is it four or five in a row?
Yeah, it would be four or five in
They're,
a row, yeah.
yeah, so they're on a bit of a momentum behind them. So I think they'll get Manly have got all sorts of problems just now. They're not in a great state at all. So I think the Raiders will get this one.
Yeah, I agree. I'm gonna go for the Raiders. All right, thank you, Stephen, for joining me.
No problem.
I hope we won't be having the Sunday blues. After the Tigers game on Sunday, I really hope they win. Like we I think we deserve a win at Leichhardt. I think most of our listeners would agree with us in that one.
Well, this is the last game at Leichhardt for the year, due to the Women's Football World Cup. Leichhardt's going to be used as a training ground for the rest of the year, so no more games at Leichhardt. So this is the last chance to nab a win for the 2040 faithful. So let's hope that we can get the win. It's been a long time. We've not got a great record at Leichhardt. There's no getting away from that in recent years. It's not the fortress it once was.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we just the faithful need something. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and hopefully next week we can get Zach and Rutkin back to discuss the Origin teams. I know Rutkin's very excited to talk about Origin. I am probably not that excited because I can seem I think it's reasonable to assume there won't be many Tigers players on that list, but we'll see.
Well, the Coruscant might be there.
That's about it, yeah. I would say
Yeah,
maybe I reckon Clemmer
yeah.
deserves to be mentioned, but I don't think he'll make it. But he deserves to though.
Well, if we get one player named in the squad, that's one more than we usually get.
That's true, that's true. Things are on
So things are on the up.
the up. All right. Thanks, mate.
Okay, thanks, Declan. See you.